It's nighttime in the big city. A styrofoam coffee cup rolls across the street. Two sailors get out of a cab. It's theme time radio hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
It's time for theme time radio hour. Dreams, schemes, and themes. Sit back and enjoy yourself. Pour yourself a tall, cool one. And listen while we discuss the world of liquid libation, booze, sauce, hooch, white lightning, fire water, hard stuff, pick-me-up, gin and juice, moonshine, canned heat. We're going to start out with George Zimmerman and the Thrills doing Ain't Got No Money to Pay for This Drink. I Need It Bad. My wine had a baby, took everything I had. You know, all this talk is making me thirsty. Excuse me a minute.
Hey, bartender,
What you want?
Give me a drink, daddy.
What you gonna do with it?
Don't ask me that.
You got no money to pay for it?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how that is. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it bad. My wine-headed baby taking everything I had. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it too. I'll have another drink, bartender, since they're on you.
You know me, bartender. We've been friends a long, long time. I'll have another drink, bartender.
Better make my cherry.
I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it bad. My wine-headed baby taking everything I had.
Bartender, better make mine cherry.
I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it bad. My wine-headed baby taking everything I had. My wine-headed baby.
Sing it, George. George Zimmerman and the Thrills. Ain't got no money to pay for this drink. I once had a friend who said, liquor will get you through times with no money better than money will get you through times with no liquor.
Just give me another drink.
Mr. Bynum, this is the morning.
That's when you need it most in the morning. Haven't you learned that yet? At night, this stuff's a drink. In the morning, it's medicine.
This song was written by Stick McGee, the brother of Vanny McGee. Stick was a guitar player, served in the Army during World War II. Around that time, he wrote this song about drinking wine. He used the phrase spodiote to replace a word that you hear a lot nowadays, but back then you couldn't use it on a record. I'll give you a clue. Half the world is mother. It was the first big hit for Atlantic Records, and everybody in the world covered it, including the Electric Flag, who had a guitarist by the name of Mike Bloomfield. And here they are, with their version of drinking wine spodiote, wine, wine, wine.
Just sucking that wine. Drinking wine is their delight. And when they get drunk, they start fighting all night. Knocking down windows and breaking down doors. Drinking half gallons and shouting for more. And you got a nickel and I got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Somebody
Cause I'm buying quarts, but if you buy a half gallon, you're playing, it's mine. Drinking wine, 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 everybody, pass that bottle to me.
Love, don't mix, leave the bottle or me behind. Don't come home and drinking with loving on your mind. Loretta Lynn.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tired. But liquor and love, they just don't mix, leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
Loretta Lynn from Butcher Hollow, a small mining community in Kentucky. Sissy Spacek played her in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. Her younger sister is Crystal Gale. You can catch her on RFD TV with a show the old Wilburn Brothers shows that she was on. Loretta Lynn, don't come home drinking with loving on your mind. Alcohol will kill anything that's alive and preserve anything that's dead. This is a song about a little boy who's singing about his daddy who used to work long hours and late ones. Then one day, mama disappeared and so did daddy's mind. I need a sack of candy like daddy needs his wine. Porter Wagoner, Daddy and the Wine.
A child walked in a candy store in faded overalls, put a nickel on the counter, said, I think I'll spend it all. I carried it 3 months or more, you can tell it by the shine. Now I need a sack of candy like my daddy needs his wine. Daddy and the wine goes back 3 years out of my age. In the old days we were happy, Dad worked hours long and late. Then Mama disappeared one day, and so did Daddy's mind. And now it's me and Daddy, mostly Daddy and the wine. The child picked up the sack, and then he wandered on outside. We'd put a roll of green among the jelly beans inside. The clerk was broke and so was I. We gave him our last dime. A stranger stole his mommy, now his daddy's on the wine. Daddy and the wine goes back 3 years out of my age. In the old days we were happy, Dad worked hours long and late. Then Mama disappeared one day, and so did Daddy's mind. And now it's me and Daddy, mostly Daddy and the Wine.
Daddy and the Wine. Porter Wagoner, known for his big blonde pompadour and his nudie suits. Alright, this girl's got an interesting story. At 15, she stole her parents' car, ran away from home, spent her 18th birthday in a Kansas City jail, finally made her way to Boston, ended up opening a soul food restaurant called the Dixie Kitchen, but always was writing songs. And this one's become kind of her signature song, called I Drank. This is Mary Gaucher.
Get home at 5:30, fix his drink, sit down in his chair, pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I Got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly. Daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. I drink. TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, 3 on high. Beer to wash her down with, then another, a little whiskey on the side. It's not so bad alone here, it don't bother me that every night same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly.
Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave by and by, old men sit and think, I drink. Barry Gaucher. Charles Aznavour is a French singer and songwriter. Been around since the 30s, still going strong. This is one of the most devastating drinking songs of all time. Charles Aznavour, I drink.
Drink to drive away all the years I have hated, the ambitions frustrated that no longer survive. I drink day after day to the chaos behind me. Yes, I drink to remind me that I still am alive. So I give you a toast to the endless confusions, to the lies and delusions that have swallowed my life. Yes, I give you a toast to the wine and the roses, to the deadly cirrhosis that can cut like a knife. I drink to catch a gleam of the love we degraded, of a light that has faded like the vanishing moon. I drink as in a dream to my waning desire, to the passionate fire that has burned out so soon. I drink and I drown in a promise you made me, all the times you betrayed me, in your anger and spite, when you took on the town, when you looked for the action, when you took satisfaction like a whore in the night. I drink to make believe that my life is worth living, that the gods are forgiving at the end of the day. I drink because I grieve for the dreams when we started, for the innocent hearted who got lost on the way. For the children unborn, for their dead phantom faces, for our sterile embraces in the tomb of your bed. I drink and I mourn for the harvest that failed, for the ship that has sailed, for the hope that is dead. I drink to find a place where the darkness cannot hide me, till the terror inside me can at last disappear. I drink to my disgrace, till oblivion claims me, till there's nothing that shames me, till I'm blind to my fear. Yes, I drink till I burst in my own degradation, to the edge of damnation that is waiting below. Yes, I drink with a thirst that destroys and depraves me, engulfs and enslaves me, and will never let go. I drink until I'm lost, and the street is my hideout, where I vomit my pride out, till I'm gasping for breath. I drink to count the cost of a life I despair for, until God hears my prayer for the compassion of death. So I spit out my bile at the God who demean us, at the silence between us, at the love none can save, for a life that is vile, for a soul that is ailing, for a body that's failing as it heads for the grave. I drink without a care, drink because I must, drink to my despair, I drink to your disgust. I drink, 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 by God I drink, yes I drink.
Charles Aznavour, often described as the Frank Sinatra of France, has made more than 100 records, has appeared in 60 movies, sings in 6 languages, French, English, Italian. He's written over 1,000 songs. I only know about half of them. This is a Jimmy Rogers that joined the Muddy Waters band and recorded some fine sides on his own, such as this one, about a man who drinks so much he's 2,000 swallows ahead of Capistrano. Jimmy Rogers, Sloppy Drunk.
Now there's another half a pint
Jimmy Kimmel at Elmo's Bar. Listen to what he had to say.
Beer is, it's not just a drink to me. It represents something. It reminds me of being in college and high school and discovering getting drunk and having a 15-pack of Stroh's in the trunk of my friend Tommy's car and drinking it hot out of the can in a parking lot in Las Vegas somewhere. Something about beer equals good times to me.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet, extra dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Lonnie the Cat. Ike Turner had a band called the Kings of Rhythm. He had about five or six vocalists that sang with him. Some were the saxophone player, the piano player, and some of them just sang, like Lonnie the Cat. I don't even know his last name. I don't know what the folks are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking. Lonnie the Cat.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, I get with my party and begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
Well, you're so high.
Oh, no, baby.
Well, you're so high.
Oh, no, woman, what's wrong with you?
Well, you're so high.
Now look at you calling me high. You're drunk yourself. Oh, no. Came home last night, all lurched. Baby began to fuss. Say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
Well, you're so high.
Oh, no, woman, I just told you once.
Well, you're so high.
I haven't had a drop, baby.
Well, you're so high.
Oh, no, woman, I ain't drunk. You done the right thing. I want to thank you too. Let's have a little nip, just me and you. I don't care what the people thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
No, woman, I ain't high.
But you're so high.
I don't believe you know when I'm high, baby. I ain't high now.
But you're so high.
I haven't had a drop, baby, just me and you. I want to pat you, baby, before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, baby, I ain't high at all.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, honey, I ain't high.
Lonnie the Cat, he read about the evils of drinking, so he quit reading. It ain't far to the bar, but it's such a long way back. Johnny Tyler and his Riders of the Rio Grande. Western swing music, a mixture of country, cowboy, polka, and folk music, blended together with a jazzy swing, a little bit of New Orleans jazz and Delta blues. It had everything from a pedal steel player to a bunch of saxophones. And Johnny Tyler was one of the best players around when he wasn't too busy at the bar. No use getting rough. I know you said I had enough. Johnny Tyler, ain't far to the bar.
It ain't far to the bar, but it's such a long road back. I'd say that I'd lay off, but my talk just don't pay off. I ain't gonna call them on a one-way track. Easy now, bartender, there's no use getting rough. Yes, I know an hour ago you'd said I'd had enough. Easy now, bartender, don't push me through that door. I'm so darn dry, I think I'll die if I don't have one more. It ain't far to the bar, but it's such a long road back. I'd
say that I'd lay off, but my talk just don't pay off. I ain't gonna call them on a one-way track. Kiss, told me that she loved me and swore that she'd be mine. Until my lips had tasted hers, they'd never tasted wine.
It ain't far to the bar, but it's such a long road back.
I'd say that I'd lay off, but my talk just don't pay off. I ain't gonna call them on a one-way track. Her engineer.
It ain't far to the bar, but it's such a long road back.
I'd say that I'd lay off, but my talk just don't pay off. I ain't gonna call them on a one-way track.
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Hank Jr., Randall, Rockin' Randall, Bo Cephas, the son of the great Hank Williams. When he started out, his mom put him on the road singing nothing but his daddy's songs. Had a band called the Cheatin' Hearts. Eventually found his own voice, became one of the great singers in country music on his own. Sang the theme song to Monday Night Football. Are you ready for some football? Had the audacity to fall off a mountain and live to tell about it. What's on the bar? What's on the movies? What's on the tube? What's on a woman's mind? I don't have a clue. What's with this cell phone? What the hell's wrong with my car? I think I'll go in here, check it out, see what's on the bar. Here's Bo Cephas.
What's on the movies? What's on the tube? What's on a woman's mind? I don't have a clue. What's with this cell phone? What the hell is wrong with my car? I think I'll go in here and check it out and see what's on the bar. What is the game plan? What's with this job? What's the problem at home? That's the problem by far. What's the matter with me? Drinking friends, let me tell you the truth. I've been close to love, but no cigar. So tell me what's on the bar. Margarita, do you have a glass tall? Do you have a band? to play your old Jimmy Reed song. Would you like to know the hot spots? The best places by far. Can't recommend what's on the menu, but I know what's on the bar. What's on your mind? Difference in a happy kind of life or just falling apart. Do you wanna know the hot spots? I know them near and far. I don't know what's on the menu, but I know what's on the bar. A couple back. And when I get off of the dance floor, my number one prior is hello, baby. And what's on the bar? What's up, girl? And what's on the bar?
Hank Jr., what's on the bar? I hope it's a drink, because this is Radio Theme Time Hour and our drinking show. We just got an email from Lenore Pike from Cincinnati. Wants to know what my recipe is for a mint julep. All right, Lenore, get ready with your pencil now. Here it is. First up, you take 4 mint sprigs, 2.5 ounces of bourbon, I prefer 3, a tablespoon of powdered sugar, and a tablespoon of water. You put the mint leaves, powdered sugar, and water in a Collins glass. You fill the glass with shaved or crushed ice, and then add bourbon. Top that off with more ice, and I like to garnish mine with a mint sprig. Serve it with a straw, 2 or 3 of those, and anything sounds good. Lenore, we're going to make you extra happy. Here are the Clovers with 1 mint julep.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have parted. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. After father, he said, I saw you wet. You kissed my daughter, I got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter, I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry, oh, face ruin. I met julep, I met julep, I met julep, I met julep. Oh, was the cause of it all. I don't want to bore you with my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I you. Got 6 extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all.
One of the the great vocal groups on Atlantic Records, the Clovers' One Mint Julep. Laverne, Maxine, and Patty, the Andrew Sisters, and their big hit Rum and Coca-Cola. Everybody thinks that Maury Amsterdam wrote that song, but actually, it was written by a man named Rupert Grant, who was a calypso singer known as Lord Invader. He took a plagiarism case to the U.S. court and he won. But everybody still thinks Maury Amsterdam wrote it. The Andrew Sisters. Rum and Coca-Cola.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola.
Let me give you my recipe for rum and Coca-Cola. Take a tall glass, put some ice in it, 2 fingers of Bombay rum, and a bottle of Coca-Cola. Shake it up well and go drinking in the sunshine. Hooker, doing a song originally done by Amos Milburn. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. He's from Clarksdale, Mississippi. He was born in 1917. One of those guys that recorded under 1,000 different names, Don Booker being one, Johnny Lee, the Boogie Boy. John Lee, one of those guys that always sounds better without a band. 13 bars here, 11 bars there, 9 there, doesn't matter to him. Nobody can do more with less than John Lee Hooker. Our band's got to hold on for dear life just to keep up.
One scotch and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch and one bill. Hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now. My baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Olay. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. And then I sit there, getting high, mellow, knocked out, feeling good. And by that time, I looked on the wall, at the old clock on the wall. By that time, it was 10:30 then. I looked down the bar, at the bartender, said, what do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Well, my baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Olay. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one bill. And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. And by that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. And by that time, it was 1:45. The last call for alcohol. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill.
Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink. I want it now. I'm mellow and I'm knocked out. John Lee Hooker, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Hi, this is Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller, and you're listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
Charlie Walker was born in Texas, got his start as the vocalist in the Cowboy Ramblers. He did a whole bunch of honky-tonk songs, including Close All the Honky-Tonks, Honky Tonk Season, and even a cover version of the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman. After the hits dried up, he moved to Las Vegas. He stayed there until having a comeback in 1986 with MC Hammer. He was a Freemason, and you can tell. Here are some other great Freemasons that come out of the Grand Ole Opry. Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Grandpa Jones, Pee Wee King, Little Jimmy Dickens, Roy Clark, Charlie Louvin, and Grand Ole Opry band member Joel Edwards. They've all commended themselves to the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man by becoming Master Masons. Preach on, my brothers. Not long ago you held our baby's bottle. Now you're holding a bottle of a different kind. Charlie Walker, who will buy the wine?
Not long ago held our baby's bottle, but the one you're holding now's a different kind. You just sit and wait to be somebody's baby, and it all depends on who will buy the wine. Sets them up and tips the waitress. Your kind of love just might as well be blind. You'll never know whose lips you'll soon be kissing. And it all depends on who will by the wine. The kind of life you're living since you've left me, I'm sure it's not the life you thought you chose. That honky-tonky world is not so flashy. Bright lights and blues is all it really knows. Whoever sets them up and tips the waitress, your kind of love just might as well be blind. You'll never know whose lips you'll soon be kissing, and it all depends on who will buy the wine.
Charlie Walker. Who buy the wine? What wine? Cheap wine. There's a lot of cheap wines. Night Train. Mad Dog 2020. Ripple. And everybody's favorite. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? 30 twice. What's the reaction? Satisfaction. What's the flavor? Ask your neighbor. Betty Hall Jones. Who is she? I'll tell you who she was. She was a piano player and singer. Wrote a lot of her own songs. Out of Topeka, Kansas. She got her start playing with Bus Moten and Hattie Williams, and then she moved to California and played with Roy Milton and his Solid Cinders. Some words of caution, if you don't want to recline in that box of pine, stay off of that wine. Good advice from Betty Hall Jones.
Now, drinking wine is an old thing. You've heard how the queen, even the king of Egypt, used to sip it now and then. But they didn't get drunk and fall on the floor and turn and run smack into a door like some of these modern wine-drinking men. They drank their wine from a silver mug and not somebody's old two-bit jug, and they always knew when they had had enough. And the wine they drank was mighty fine, just like the juice right off the vine, not anything like this new green stuff. Buddy, stay off of that wine. Although it makes you feel mighty fine. You can drink gin and beer, that's good. You can drink liquor aged in wood. But buddy, stay off of that wine. Now I saw a fellow the other day mooching. Everybody got in his way, and I could tell that that boy wasn't well. So I took him in a joint to buy him a drink, and I ordered a shot, and what do you think? That character up and ordered Muscatel. I said, boy, you're gonna lose your mind if you keep on drinking that two-bit wine. You're gonna land up in the gutter as sure as, well. He got up with a stupid grin, used his sleeve to wipe his chin, and when he walked away, he almost fell. Buddy, stay off of that wine. Although it makes you feel mighty fine. You can drink gin and beer, that's good. You can drink liquor aged in wood. But buddy, stay off of that wine. Now, nobody's going to call you a sinner if you have a glass or two before dinner. And nobody's going to say that you're out of line. But if you're a man who likes to drink and don't want to get to where you can't think, remember, buddy, stay off of that wine. Because when you get to craving the stuff, that means you've had more than enough, and then you're right on the danger line. So when you start to buy a drink, stop, think, remember, buddy, stay off that wine. Buddy, stay off of that wine. Although it makes you feel mighty fine. You can drink gin and beer, that's good. You can drink liquor aged in wood. But buddy, stay off of that wine. Now if you don't want to hasten your recline to that little box of pine, remember, buddy, stay off that wine. That wine.
Buddy, stay off that wine. I could tell that boy wasn't well. Gin and beer, that's good, or liquor aged in wood, but buddy, stay off of that wine. Betty Hall Jones. We couldn't do a show about drinking without hearing a story from Liam Clancy.
Our first A&R man was Theo Macero. Theo Macero said, I'm an A&R man. I said, what does that mean? He said, artist and repertoire. And I have to find your songs for you. I said, how can you find our songs for
They're 200 years old. We learned it from old timers in Ireland. I learned it from my mother. I learned it from Tommy Macon's mother. And he said, yeah, I've been wondering about that. So what are you going to do? I said, put up the microphones. We'll sing. It's our job. Set up two microphones. I remember my brother Paddy, he took a bottle of whiskey out in a brown paper bag, opened it up. Tommy Macon never took a drink in his life, but the rest of us had a few drinks. And we sang. We just started blasting into songs. We turned out an album. We had it done within a few hours. And the next recording session, Theo Massaro walks in, gets out a brown paper bag, unleashes the Jameson, and said, gentlemen, your arranger has arrived.
Clancy Brothers, Tom, Liam, Paddy, and their buddy Tommy Macon. They were born in County Tipperary, Ireland, but they did not begin playing together until they came to the United States in 1955, where they met Tommy Macon. They always wore those Irish wool sweaters that their mother made. They made over 50 records, got their big break on the Ed Sullivan Show. They played for JFK at the White House. Whiskey, you're the devil. You my darling. Drunk or sober, you're leading me astray. The Clancy Brothers. Whiskey, you're the devil. Great tin whistle playing, too.
Hey, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Yes, with a stronger case and are you spunky or nutty. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Oh, now, brave boys, we're on for marching off to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. Love, fare thee well. With me to the idle loodle am a da, me to the idle loodle am a da. Mere expulsora laddie, oh, that's whiskey in the jar.
Hey, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Your sweet or stronger days and are you spunky or nutty. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Said the mother, do not wrong me. Don't take me daughter from me. For if you do, I will torment you. And half the dead me ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. With me to the idle doodle am a da. Me to the idle doodle am a da. Mere expulsora laddie. Oh, this whiskey in the jar.
Hey, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Yes, with a stronger days and are you spunky or nutty. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
No, the French are fighting bowly. Men are dying hot and cowly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Love, fare thee well. Well, me chiddly idle doodle am a da. Me chiddly idle doodle am a da.
Oh, this whiskey in the jar. Hey, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Yes, with a stronger taste and are you spunky or nutty. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Little man says we gotta go. I'm going next door to Elmo's Lounge and have myself something cool to drink. Maybe a screwdriver, White Russian, gin and tonic, or a sidecar. Maybe all of them together. Maybe it'll be a grasshopper, or a whiskey sour, or a black Russian, or a pina colada. I just don't know. A Mai Tai, a fog cutter, Tom Collins, a zombie. I'm getting high just thinking about all that. See you next week.
You've been listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan. Produced by Eddie Gorodetsky. Associate Producer, Sonny Webster. Continuity by Eats Martin. Edited by Damian Rodriguez. Supervising Editor, Rob McComber. The Theme Time Research Team, Diane Lapson and Bertie Bernstein. With additional research by Lynn Sheridan, Kimberly Williams, and Robert Bauer. Production assistance by Jim McBean. Special thanks to Randy Azrati, Debbie Sweeney, Coco Shinomiya, and Samson's Diner. For XM Radio, Lee Abrams. Recorded in Studio B, the Abernathy Building. This has been a Greywater Park production in association with Big Red Tree. This is your announcer, Pierre Mancini, speaking. Join us again next week for Theme Time Radio Hour, when the subject is baseball.